We'll move on to your next choice. Now, this is a gastronomic choice, a celebration of eating out. Is that something you do a lot?
Yeah, I eat out a lot, yeah.
But you don't like to eat out?
This is one where the communists got it right. The freedom of choice should be restricted just a little, as I think we'll find out.
Okay, let's bring it on. Sip on the log and a packet of crisps, please. Sip on the log and a packet of crisps, please.
It's pub food, Nick. Or to be precise, food cooked in pubs.
Right.
I cannot stand the smell of food in pubs. And that always has been always... A pub, as far as I'm concerned, should have a governor called Jack, his wife Pat, who knows where to buy good cheese. Jack makes the rolls and flogs them on. That should sell cheese rolls. The smell of food in pubs, because it gets such undesirable elements in there. People who have a coffee and a salad. And I just...
People with families, things like that.
Well, no.
People who bring their family into the pub.
Oh, no, kid, there's all that argument. But just purely and simply, the smell of grease and these things, I cannot bear these things outside pubs. Mm. Never have done. Never, I mean,
the reason you know that this is not a pub blackboard is because there isn't an apostrophe before the S.
Tomato, when they do it.
Which always in pubs.
I don't like the smell of food in pubs, Nick, and I don't know where you stand on that, but I never. And when you go in there, and it's they boast of their menu, and 60% of the people in there to eat, and 20% to drink, and that's
it.
And the other 20%, who knows what they're in there for?
Yeah, they'll be the auditors then. The food I can't stand in pubs are pork scratchings, which,
really?
To me, they just look like something that you find behind the cooker when you haven't cleaned there for 8 months.
No,
you should also never eat anything that has hair coming out of it.
No, I disagree. I think anything in packets, your Bombay mix, anything in packets is good. Yeah. Anything you can go up and say, give us 10.
You're subverting your own argument by saying these all right, those not all right. I'm not having it.
No, cooking smells I'm talking about.
No. You've subverted your own argument. These go
to you're right. Lying. You've told me you don't like cooked food in pubs.
Yeah, but I have to take some sort of attitude.
Right.
The only thing I would say is if you ever go to a pub, and they've got a menu that advertises death by chocolate.
Ah.
Then I would accept that pub needs to be firebombed.
Right, okay. So
take those home. Don't get your home.
Firebombed?
Oh, it worked for Chrissy Hynde, I can say. Right, put those in your bag. They're going to your house.
Okay.
You'd like the pork scratchings anyway.
I mind if I keep those on the table just as a...
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay. These are delish.
Right.